Adam Pengilly, good morning.
Morning, Jared. Morning, boys.
All right, well, you're off to the Tats Tiara. This is the last Group 1 of the season, isn't it, this weekend? The barrier draw yesterday, Enovisto is the $4 favourite with Tab, and we'll start from gate 8 if the emergencies come out, so a middle draw. What did you make of it?
Yeah, fairly even field, Jared, as we usually expect for a Tats Tiara. These fillies and mares, there's not a lot that separates them a year in, year out when we get to the final Group 1 of the season. The Victorians will be strong, obviously, no doubt. Enovisto with that barrier 8, once the emergencies come out, will obviously be heavily favoured to win a Group 1. And Snap Dancer was a big story out of the barrier draw yesterday, drawing barrier 21, which will be barrier 16 when the emergencies come out. So she'll have the outside gate after winning the Robert Sangster. I want to follow Nudge, Jared. I like this mare. She's obviously a bit of a hit and miss sometimes, given her racing pattern, but she loves the dry tracks up there in Queensland. I know she's drawn an awkward gate, but it's probably not going to be too much against her pattern settling in the second half of the field. So she's a horse I want to follow into this race on the weekend, but no doubt the Victorians will be extremely hard to topple.
What's this new race in Queensland, Adam?
King of the Mountain, Clarkie.
King of the Mountain. Bring that on.
New Year's Eve at Toowoomba, Clarkie. That's your New Year's Eve sorted.
We can't do it this year.
Pretty
unfortunately.
Wild, a chance? No, it can't be pretty wild. It's going to be only restricted to Queensland-trained horses.
Okay.
Up there in Queensland, bred horses as well. So they've shut the borders up there, haven't they? They've circled the wagon and said, nah, we'll have the Queensland up here. So $750,000, boys. It's going to be run at Toowoomba on New Year's Eve. These slots races are all the rage at the moment, aren't they? Obviously, with the Everest starting several years ago. Now they've got the Archer up there at Rocky. And now the King of the Mountain at Toowoomba. So we'll see how it plays out. But no doubt the likes of Tony Golan, Robert Heathcote, Desley Foster are all licking their lips. They won't have any interstate competition coming up for that race.
What's next for Classique Legend, mate?
Yeah, D-Day Loz is coming up pretty soon. Les Bridges said in terms of his spring preparation, he's obviously on the comeback trail from that suspensory ligament. He's slowly getting back into some lighter work and trying to build him up and try and keep him together. So Les said a decision's probably going to be made in the next month or so, I'd imagine, about where he's going to push on towards the spring and try and get him in the Everest or wait for the autumn and target the TJ Smith Stakes. So the big boy's been off the scene for a fairly long time now. It's obviously hard to try and get him back and hold him together after all the problems he's had in his career, but it'd be great to see him back heading towards some of the major spring sprint races later this year.
And Canterbury today, have you got anything for us?
Yeah, I do, Jared. Race 2, number 6, Maritima. She was great on debut, I thought, at Canterbury. They didn't have a whole lot of luck in the straight. Yep, I'd like to see her jump and settle a little bit closer in the run today. She's a little bit slow out of the gates there, but I think she can improve naturally second up today. And Chris Waller, we know at this time of year, he's late maturing two-year-olds heading towards their three-year-old seasons usually fire. So she's the way I want to play Canterbury today. Race 2, number 6, Maritima.
And that's $3.80 and favourite with Tab. Have a great day, mate.
See you, boys.